Praise be Jesus and Mary. Now and forever. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. These words from today's gospel should remind us that we're followers of Christ and Him crucified. That only through the cross is there salvation and sanctification. It's so paradoxical that the thing we usually try to avoid most, that which we dislike most and value least, namely suffering, sacrifice, the cross, is actually the thing we need, wouldn't say most, but we desperately need it, we really do need it, can profit from it immensely, and therefore we should appreciate it most highly. For Christ has established that the cross is the great means by which we can be united with Him perfectly. And that's our essential vocation in life, that perfect conformity or uniformity, union, communion with Christ. Without the cross, this uniformity, conformity with Christ is simply impossible. Now, none of us enjoys suffering, the cross, sacrifice, for its own sake. And that's a good thing. You know, if we did, we would be very, there'd be something wrong with us as human beings and as Christians too. We should never, you know, seek suffering for its own sake. As Christians, however, we ought to accept and even welcome and even embrace the cross, but for the love of our Lord, as a means to love Him all the more. St. Augustine wisely teaches, let us understand that God is a physician and that suffering is a medicine for salvation, not a punishment for damnation. And St. Alphonsus Rodriguez adds, the way of the cross by trials suffered for God is the way to heaven. And so many saints could confirm that. If you're suffering in any way, you know, recognize that suffering, not just as a cross, but as a share in the cross of Christ. And that very specific cross, or share in the cross of Christ, is the only way in which you, personally, will be perfectly united with Christ. Here and now. Maybe you're suffering something right now. Recognize it as a personal share in the cross of Christ. Embrace it. Would that you and I could say with St. Paul, with Christ I am nailed to the cross. It is now no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. In the life I now live is in the flesh, I live in the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. Praise be Jesus and Mary.